What's up, guys, and welcome to yet another episode of Antisocial, a podcast by Gadgets Africa, where we discuss everything tech and web culture, and as always, things that matter really. Well, today is quite a special one because we have a big group. So do you not don't get used to just seeing three people as always. Today we have a really big group. Of course, you know my colleagues Saruni Maina and Elfas. Fellas, strong.
I guess you're gonna start with happy quarantine as always.
No, as always.
This time I'll change. This time no happy quarantine. Although we are still stuck at home, just to be safe. Everything going on out there, and hope everyone else is safe as well. So for today we have three guests, and I would not be doing any justice by introducing them. I think I will let them introduce themselves, and we'll start with Laura.
Okay. Hi guys, my name is Laura and I'm a TikTok content creator. I can't label myself because I do almost everything, so yeah. And I'm also a student at Strathmore. Yeah,
thank you, Laura, for joining us. Of course, she can sound familiar if you've been following up on previous episodes of Antisocial. We had a previous interview with her on the third episode. And I think we'll go on to Maxine.
Hi, guys. My name is Maxine Wabosha. I am a content creator. I create content on beauty, travel, and lifestyle. And I am also a mechanical engineering waiting to graduate.
On Instagram Live.
Sorry.
Help us, what were you doing when you were a student? Anyway.
Sorry.
Let's move on. Mimi.
Hi, everyone. My name is Mimi. I work with Team Gadgets at We Media, and I do the growth marketing.
Okay, so Mimi, you haven't told us your name is Double.
No, let's not get into that right now.
She's literally called Mimi Wandia Mundia. I'm sorry, Mimi.
Thank you, Brian.
Anyway, guys, let's get to the conversation. So, all we are talking about today is social media. And as always, as much as social media was built to make the world a smaller place, we can all admit that it's not become as small as we had hoped. And obviously, there are lots of issues because social media has changed from the way we relate in real life to how we communicate virtually. And we are here to discuss how we communicate virtually between men and women. So, Saruni, I'll put you on the spot. What do you have to ask about these ladies? Because you're discussing about the experiences that ladies go through on social media.
Oh, okay. All right. So, I have a question. I'll just go straight to the point. We've seen a lot of ladies bring up this issue of guys sliding into the DM. And I remember just the other day, I responded to a tweet by a lady who was saying that guys need to get creative and start either to DM a lady and ask her what her M-Pesa number is, or ask her which wine she wants, or if she likes chicken. Like, so my question here was, why would I, as a guy, my first DM be giving you money in any form, whether in the form of food or in the form of actual cash? Like, how is that appealing, and how do women expect guys to be creative in that way? So anyone can just start answering that. Like, I'm mesmerized by that.
Okay, first of all, for me, speaking personally, if someone slid into my DM, offered me money, I'd feel some type of way. So I don't agree with that one. Nah.
Okay.
That's really creepy.
Laura?
I think that's creepy. Like, why are you sending me money? You don't know me. Why?
Okay, let's assume someone has DM'd you, or like, let's talk about the best DM you've got in, like, in your life as a content creator. What was the most? Let's not call it the best. Maybe the most interesting one you received, so that we can see where we are coming from.
I mean, now probably it's dated, but it was years back. the time a guy started doing that thing for DMing you the dog thingy, the dog that's called Max. And then it's like, sorry, he likes to wander into people's DMs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, at least that's the difference.
Wow.
Okay.
Once someone DM'd me, they're like, sorry, I think I'm lost. Can I find the way to your heart? And I was just like, oh.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay.
She's on these streets.
I didn't know what to say.
Okay, guys. It's 2020. Okay. Such pick up lines now. Pick up lines now. It's 2020. Mimi, which is the best DM you've ever received? Maybe on LinkedIn.
No, I'll be honest. I'm not super active on social media. So, like, maybe guys wouldn't even know to DM me because it might not be clear that I'm a girl. But wow. I'd be interested to hear what you guys have been sending to ladies.
There has to be that one. There has to be that guy who was like, wait. There's no guy called Mimi, so let me try.
I believe it on WhatsApp. I mean, it's still a DM from a group or something.
Oh gosh, you guys, I'm a dinosaur. No, I legit, like, social and I broke up a while back. I mean, I keep on top of things for work, but personally, not so much.
Oh. Okay. That's interesting.
But anyway, you guys still haven't answered my question. So my question basically was, apart from the example I gave, like, what do you guys think about the whole DMing thing? Like, you know, someone just seeing your profile picture or maybe seeing your tweets or seeing your Instagram and then they decide, you know, hey, I think I need to alert this lady and see what, if anything can go by, you know? And has it ever actually matured into something, even if it's not a relationship, maybe a friendship or someone that you actually now talk to every so often?
For me, my thing is, if someone is sliding into the DM, slide and get to the point. Like, just tell me your intentions from the beginning. Don't start, oh, hi, how are you? How have you been? The next day again, hi, how are you? How was your day again? That is too much work. Just from the beginning, just say what you want. And then we can move on from there.
But I think some of the intentions can be related.
Like Dennis are very abrupt.
Shut up. Shut up and let me talk. I think this can be related most to men. I think we know that by now. Elfaz, Sarunya, I'm pretty sure you know this. You know that when you go to a DM, you have to start with the intentions. You're like, hi, I want this and this and this and this, or I wanted to check up, blah, 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 blah. But then, this is the hard part. This is the most stinging part. You are responded with, blah, 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 liked your message. And that's it. No reply, no nothing. Why?
Abosha viewed. Exactly.
Once we say hi, you ignore. Once we say our intentions, ignore. What should we do, Laura?
I think if we ignore, just count your losses and move on. Because, I don't know, what can you do? I mean, you can't force me to answer your DMs. But, like, I think DMing people is okay. Because, personally, I have some friends who are, like, really tight friends of mine that have literally sprung out of DMs. So I don't know. I guess sometimes you just click with people and with others there's really know where you're going. So let's not waste time. You know.
Maxine? Yeah.
What's the question?
Why are we always getting ignored all the time?
I think the being ignored, the Wabosha has viewed or the like, that's a reply in itself.
We need to talk about that like thing on Instagram. And I think maybe you can't tell me you're not on Instagram as well. And I know on IG, if you have even one photo, you've probably gotten a DM. So what do you think about that like thing? Because it's personally irritating, especially if, you know, sometimes it even happens with people you know. I'll not put any of you on the spotlight, but someone like Laura, anakujua vizuri sana. They know you by name.
What are you trying to say, Saroni?
Feelings. My feelings. Go up. What about his life?
Oopsie. That's about like how much there is. Like if you stop to comment on every nini you see, you wouldn't do anything else. You like and like, you keep scrolling.
But it's a response in itself. Like, you know,
it's a response.
Yeah, it's a response.
No, it's a very mean response, honestly speaking. Like, how do you just tell a guy like, oh, if me come to just keep going, eh?
You know, I think I can relate on both sides. I think if it's someone, just someone regular, and you were liked your message or just viewed the blue ticks, I think you'd see it as rude. But let me say this, Saroni, help us. If you DM'd someone like, who's like the biggest celebrity right now?
Beyonce.
DM
Maxine Wabosh. Oh, sorry.
Beyonce doesn't manage her own social media. If you DM'd...
How do you know that, Dennis?
She doesn't. Have you seen her social media? She doesn't manage her social media.
Reprimanded.
Too professional.
She's gotten some likes on the DM.
Let's say Cardi B. Let's say Cardi B. And you DM'd her. And you saw Cardi B liked your message. That would be a favor in itself for you, Saroni.
True or not? Oh, okay, so let me first of all...
You have every right to even brag that she saw your message in the past.
Let me first of all tell you something, Dennis. And I know we are getting into the guy's side yet. We're supposed to be talking about the ladies. But I personally don't send DMs. And I'll explain that later on. Now, before we get carried away, I have one question to the ladies. And I think we'll start with Mimi and then Laura and then Maxine to answer. Have you ever sent a DM to a person? Or have you ever shot your shot on social media? Whether it's a DM or liking that guy's photo until I get your hint, you know? Like, has that happened?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
If you don't have someone's phone number, I mean, social is the easiest place to start. So, you know, you test the waters with social. Then once you maybe get a few responses, you ask for the number and continue.
Laura?
Yeah. Have I ever?
That's sigh of relief.
Yes, I'm sure I have. I probably just don't like, it's not like the surface of my brain, but I'm sure I have. But for me, basically, I'm always looking for friendship first before shooting my shot. Understand?
Yeah.
So for friendships, yes, I have. Because I'm like, that person is cool. I want to be that person's friend. So, yeah.
Maxine?
For me, first of all, me, I fear rejection too much to just slide into a DM. Straight up with those intentions that I want people to come straight with, I can't. So, how I shoot my shots, Insta stories. You know, I'm like the typical Instagram girl. When I'm uploading an Insta story, gonna target audience.
Okay.
The target audience has viewed. That is how my shot has been shot.
Oh, so let your nangi
close friends. Close friends. Mauna Green.
Manze, I realize Kwangi close friends are Maxine. Now it makes sense. In the ETA.
I never come in on a close friends list.
Everyone has a close friends list.
Even that.
I don't have. I don't even have a favorite story.
Bado masa, bado masa, Laura. Soon.
Unajua close friends no only fans ya watu wa kawaida, eh?
As who don't want money, we just TA.
Oh gosh.
It's the truth.
Send us anything.
It happens.
Anyway, guys, I think as much as there are those funny scenarios, I think there is also a bunch of, let me call them keyboard warriors. who are always just out there to spread hate whenever you post something. I'm pretty sure this can be related a lot with the content creators who are here, mostly Laura and Maxine. What's usually your best kind of feedback towards such keyboard warriors? Maxine, let's start with that.
Oh, ignore. Personally, I just really, I ignore. For me to like clap back, it's usually something that, I don't know, it's something that imenisumbua, and it will have, it's something that I'll have to have thought about it. You know those ones where I've sat down, someone has said something, it's just completely wrong, baseless, zero fact, someone is just talking just to talk. And if I keep thinking about it again and again and again, that's when I'll go back and respond. But otherwise, you just, you learn to ignore.
Laura?
For me, actually, it's the same. I just ignore most of the time. Because, like, initially when I still wasn't where I was, where I am right, rather, sorry, I used to always fight back at hate comments because I was like, why are you hating on me, you know? But, like, these days, it's just like, okay. Yeah. Like, once in a while, I will respond when I'm like, nah. This one, no, no, no. So yeah, just ignore most of the time.
Okay. I'm guessing if we continue discussing on this, we will have the whole day of asking questions to the ladies about their experiences, and yet we have enough time to put the boys on the spot as well.
I actually have one more question, Denny. So before we wrap up.
Also, I haven't even got a question. Me, my questions are still there.
Okay. So I'll ask, and then Anfani, you can ask, and then we'll have a wrap up of the first session. So for me, I want to know about this topic of body shaming. So We've seen guys body shame ladies, especially on Twitter. Like, what? Twitter is just a war zone. You post your thirst trap over there thinking you look all hot, and then someone will just find something, and that will become the topic of discussion. So I want to know what you ladies think about that. Like, do you think there's actually something about, is there an actual thing as body shaming? Or is it just people airing their preferences, if I may call it that?
Okay, maybe that's someone to me. Sorry.
Talk on a muter.
Preferences!
That's not.
Mimi, go on.
I'm like, okay, for me, it's always like confusing. I feel obviously that nobody should ever like look at you and hate on you. That's just super inappropriate. But then, like, the way when you phrase it like a thirst trap, I mean, sometimes if you're setting up for a certain reaction and you don't get the expected reaction, that's a whole different thing. So it's very tricky. Like, the thing about social, it's tricky. I don't personally like put out, so I'd be interested to hear from Laura and Maxine. But like, yeah, people are haters, and sometimes it really, really, really crosses a line. Actually, more often than not. But yeah, if you're going out as a thirst trap, then wow, yeah, I guess some backlash may be expected.
Okay.
Unpopular opinion.
I know. Maxine is pumping. She's like,
I'm waiting to get round. Maxine, let's hear about it.
I feel like these days men are being mean to women and then hiding it behind preferences. You can have your preferences, yes, but you don't have to be mean about it to one person to, you know, like, amen, bring your point across. Like, you like what you like, but leave the people who don't have what you like out of it, you know. And also, even if it's being posted as you've said, a thirst trap kind of thing, I feel like I don't know, if that's what someone is into, a woman should be allowed to feel beautiful just the way she is. You know, like even if I'm posting it so that you can see, yeah, here I am, I look fine. I should be allowed to do that without someone coming and being like, eh, but here and here, there's something wrong there. Fix that, adjust that. So leave people alone is basically what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay, Laura.
Body shaming. Well, for me, I don't know. I feel like
let's
it's
start with whether you have legs or not first, please.
I have legs. Oh my god, I did a whole video showing you guys my legs because of propaganda that was
think
legs.
You don't have legs, Laura.
I was just like, what? Why? I've done so many videos showing my legs. But yeah,
I guess.
So there's the whole. You guess?
I guess when people see you for a lot of time, they think that they've known you for their whole life, so they're like, we've never seen you with legs.
How? Like,
we only see your TikTok videos from your head, never your legs.
But like, I do vlogs, and like, how am I moving around without legs?
Just
anyway,
just leave them.
But for the body shaming, I think it's become so toxic to the point where, personally, sometimes I feel like I wear something. And then I want to go and like shoot a TikTok video. And I'm like, you know, I just feel like, oh my God, I can't post this because of what I'm wearing. And I feel like the reaction I'm going to get is going to be so wrong, you know? And then recently, actually, me and another TikTok friend of mine, we were recently compared by some fans. And I was like, why are you guys comparing our bodies? You know? I find it so wrong, like,
Kenyans
why, you know, so I don't know, I feel like it's really toxic, maybe it started with preferences, but right now it's crossed the line.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, okay. Sorry.
People never know when to keep their boundaries or something like that.
Yeah.
So my question, just one question. Posting on social media, I'm assuming is now different for you, Maxine and Laura. I'm assuming because like that's basically my question. Is it any different? Because I think at Wabosha you have about like 100,000 on 165 on YouTube, and then I think like 200,000 on Instagram, and Laura about 100,000 on TikTok. So how different is it from when you are you with your maybe 50 followers and you could maybe post anything, and now that you're you with like a whole media station, basically, does it change how you post things, or is it just the same?
I think right now the society is really sensitive. Like everyone has become way too sensitive about everything. So definitely when I'm posting something or even like a caption or a picture, I have to stop and think about what I'm writing, what I'm posting. Like, will anyone who does not know me personally take it the wrong way when they see it or when they read the caption? But like, yeah, so in short, there's definitely a huge difference with how I post, even like on my public account and on my private account. My private one, I just say what I'm going to say because it's people who know me. But in the other one, I have to be a bit more careful.
Cool. Laura, what do you think?
Yes, I do agree there's a big difference from Laura at 50 and Laura now. Because like, I feel like people are so entitled to having their own opinions. You post something like this with the slightest, you know, tick, everyone is just coming at you. You know, sometimes people even take it like the step further and like do duets. They even DM you and they're like, no, this is wrong, CG. You know, so of course we have to like filter a lot of our content. Also because of, I don't know, people kind of label you according to what you post. So the bigger you are, the worse it becomes. Yeah.
I have a question, sorry, on that, if you have time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just curious, ladies, gosh, as in it sounds really, really hard doing what you guys do. So, like, when people are so negative, because the internet can be crazy toxic, like, how do you guys cope? How do you make sure that you're okay mentally and everything?
For me now, when it happens, it honestly doesn't happen much, but sometimes it happens. And for me, surprisingly, it's usually the tiny stuff. Like, it's something that if I told another person, they'd be like, that's it. But for me, it's always the tiny things that would get to me. I've just learned how to ride the wave. So for that day, I'll just like get off social media, feel what I'm feeling, eat ice cream, cry if I want to cry, and then the next day I'll be fine.
Laura, oh man, I love the response after that answer. I love the response. The faces that were made here. I guess if we talked, we'll talk for like 2 hours, but we have more other episodes to shoot, more people to put on the spot, who on the next episode will be Saruni and Alphas, me excluded.
I'm not sure.
But that's it from us. I guess you will be seeing us on the next episode, just the boys now being put on the spot. And yeah, that's it. We are out. We are in the house. Stay in the house. Stay safe. Yeah, that's it.